Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is your official Leguizamarama spoiler warning. If you don't want to know what happens in season two of Bloodline, you can listen to the first bit of this episode, maybe half hour. But once we start talking about Bloodline, you'll know, we'll read a blurb. Then it is spoiler town. Otherwise, enjoy this episode of Mission Zack's Leguizamarama, brought to you by my dick.
We would be so rich if we were sponsored by your dick.
My dick's not that rich.
Yeah. Okay. Mm.
Imagine if that's a company name.
Hi, I'm the CEO of My Dick.
Okay.
Sorry, this is still spoiler warning. Yeah. The idea of like...
Mish, I'd like you to meet the marketing manager for My Dick. It's the person you've been messaging about the sponsorship. Hi, we love you guys. You're so funny.
There's someone who hires. It's recruitment for My Dick. Catering for My Dick.
You know, it's hard. You know, it's really hard. It's really hard. You know, it's really tough, you know, because there's a lot of old guys on top of my dick.
What I really think we should get into here at My Dick is podcasts. I think that we
should. I mean, I'm trying to convince them. I'm trying to convince all the old guys at the top of my dick that everyone's listening to podcasts now.
That's worth putting a bit of money into it.
There we go. You know, but they don't understand. They're old school.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Oh. Peace. I hate the word.
To Mission Zack's Leguizamo Rama, it's a podcast sponsored by my dick. Over here at Leguizamo Rama, we chat about John Leguizamo and everything he's ever been in, be it movies, television, commercials, whatever. My name's Mish Wittrup. You might remember me from such presentations I did at my dick. And I'm joined by my friend Zach Ruane, who you might remember from.
My best financial advice I ever got was to buy shares in my dick.
I occasionally do a note-taking gig over at my dick whenever they need me.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That was very good. How are you, Zach? You've walked in here with a 1 litre bottle of Gaviscon.
Oh, yeah.
What's that all about, my friend?
I should have gotten a photo because the sushi's funny as well.
Yeah, Zach walked in here. Let me set the scene. All right, so we all...
I've got to get a photo.
No, we all know... I'll take a photo. We all know Zach, right? We all know what he's like. At the moment, the 2023 look for Zach is a printed button-up shirt, like T-shirt style, short sleeve style. Black jeans and docks, right? Mm-hmm. That's Zach through and through. And he rocks up. It's 8 o'clock at night. I get to the podcast studio. I hear Zach coming in the room. I'm like, oh, great. I got to look up and see my friend. And Zach walks in a black polo shirt, black gym shorts, running shoes with a 20-pack of sushi, a 1.5-litre bottle of water, and a full 1-litre bottle of Gaviscon. And it was The strange, and we haven't addressed it. It's the strangest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. So tell me, Zach.
Yeah.
Also, we've been sitting together in this room now for about 15 minutes, right? Yeah. You've not once mentioned that I have new hair.
Oh, I didn't notice.
No, I got my hair cut and
you wear it up. You wear it up when it's long, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah.
That's maybe why I didn't notice.
Yeah, maybe. But anyway,
nice
please.
Nice save, Zach.
Please discuss the look you so boldly confronted me with this evening at 8 o'clock.
So the gym clothes was because I was at the gym, which I don't like to talk about. That's not my brand.
Yeah, fair.
I just have to go to the gym before a tour or else I'll die on tour because I'm an old man now. But it's not like, but that's not my brand. I don't go to the gym. I watch movies. And then it all kind of fell out of that.
Do you need Gaviscon after the gym?
I did because I ran out of Nexium the other day and while I was doing some tricep curls.
Fuck, all right.
I got a lot of core work at the gym. And I did feel like
it really
I was,
activated that
yeah.
sweet, sweet acid.
Yeah, I got a bit of reflux. So I was like, got to get that Gaviscon. And then at the Woolies near Stupid Old Studios where we record, they didn't have normal Gaviscon. They had liquid Gaviscon.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I thought, well, I got to get it.
There's something remarkable about liquid Gaviscon, though, because you can feel the effects as it travels down your esophagus.
But it's also, like, I was, and I needed it quite badly, so I was walking out of the supermarket wearing
just
the ensemble.
Necking Gaviscon.
and a long jacket and drinking, literally drinking Gaviscon.
Sculling Gaviscon.
Like I was not a real homeless person, a homeless person in a New York set movie in the 90s.
Yep.
And like, that was like whiskey. And then the water was because I needed water and the sushi was because I needed dinner. But I did say, as soon as I put it down, I said, this looks like some twisted version of The Rock's cheat meals.
Yes.
So 20 sushis and
it looked like you brought all this stuff in to set up on this desk to take like an Instagram photo shoot of like day in my life.
There's something very funny about people that like, yeah.
I was going to do a spoof day in my life. So I was going to do a spoof. No, I was going to do like a send up version of a day in my life and then looked into how to make that. And it's fucking doing those every day to the level. It's like, it's a whole day of work.
I'm intending on doing them. I think when this podcast comes out, I'll be on tour, but I'm intending on doing little vlogs while I'm on tour.
Oh, I love that. I'd love to see your vlogs.
Yeah, like filming them on my phone and editing them on my phone. Yeah. As you've probably seen a few things I've done, I'm a really good editor.
I would like to do them because my life is so deliciously mundane that it would be very funny.
I just think the idea of... There's something very funny about, there's a band I really like called Cub Sport that did them while they're on tour in the US. And Cub Sport are just the most gentle, beautiful people you'll ever see. And they're just like, oh, today we went to, we got to DC and we like did a really good show. And I just love the idea of me bringing that energy, but just like, I don't know.
I want to do like a
everyone
full,
looking tired and grumpy.
Yeah, and that's what I want. I want to do a full influencer style, like really high quality,
They talk about what they ate.
Yeah,
a lot.
But really my life, true to my life. I wouldn't fake it, but true, like there was like, and then I get up and I take my dog for a wonderful little walk around the streets. It's like I would do that with my dog. Which is a nightmare every single time.
That's really funny. Just do it, Mish. Just shoot it and edit it.
My breakfast is 2 kiwi fruits and 2 pieces of Vegemite toast.
I want you to know I'm not ripping you off. I'm about to do this when I go
on tour. Oh, no, that's fine. It was the same with the movie. We just think the same. It was the same when we started doing, you and I both started doing horror movie reviews on Instagram.
Yeah. But mine was 80s, yours was 90s.
Yeah, it was different, man. It's not even the same thing.
Yours was late 90s.
But we never discussed that. We just kind of both started doing them.
Yeah. No, I think it's very funny. I think, and like also like touring is a lot of, touring outside of the shows is
depressed looking people in airports or hotels, and that's it. And I think that's a funny visual to put underneath. And then I got
got a delicious salmon bagel.
And I'm going to try and eat well on tour for as long as I can. So I think that, which will last a week, but I think that...
Can every single one end with a really, like, funny mirror selfie? Like, and that's my day.
I love the idea of like little bowls, eating a little bowls. I love a bowl.
Well, that's the thing. There's this one that I watch. I really like her. She does What I Eat in a Days, and they're very like, and she's very good. And like the production value of these videos is incredible. And she's very much about like normalizing eating carbs and normalizing eating whatever. But I watch her videos and it's like the amount of utensils and cleaning that would go into doing these videos. And everything is cut so perfectly. Yeah. And I know you fucked up a cucumber at one point and had to throw that one away because it wasn't diced well enough.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, like when you're cutting tomatoes and tomato juice gets on your top, that kind of stuff. That shit doesn't happen to her or it doesn't look like
and
it
it's
does.
It's just like those videos as well. Like there were ones where it's just like, what you didn't need to go to that. Like there's a level of effort in the presentation for a thing that they're only going to eat. And so I know they're making content. I know that actually the reason they put that extra effort in is because of the content they're making. Yep. But it's just like, it's a bowl of healthy shmush that you're having before you take on your day.
Yeah.
Just put the shmush in the bowl and eat it. Mm. Why are you making it look so good? How do you have the time? You've got to make content.
Yeah. I know.
Those are my feelings. But I'm excited to do that. I'm going to try and show what I eat. Show like getting through. And like today was vocal rest day. Had to get through, like being quite genuine, had to get through airport
this is so
security.
Funny, Zach. Please, I would love you to do
this. I wasn't
this.
Talking. You know, I go on 36 hours of vocal rest every week when I'm on tour. Had to get through, had to ask Tom to help me to get through security.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be very funny. What city are you most looking forward to going to?
On tour?
All of them.
All of them. I'll tell you what, you're my favorite city. Genuinely. Oh, my God. They're all good. But I mean.
Have you done Ireland before?
Very excited to go to Ireland because I'm, you know, my granddad was Irish. So
have you done shows from Ireland?
Never been to Ireland before.
Oh, you're going to love it.
The issue is I'm going to try with Ireland to see it a bit. But, I mean, you're really only there for a very short amount of time.
The good thing with Ireland, though, is you really can see a lot of it in a day if you drive.
Yeah, and
and you don't really get to see it.
I don't have a day. Don't have a day. I get in. Get ready. It's the thing that's crazy, right? Every time I've toured the US, we went to San Francisco for SF Sketchfest, San Francisco Sketchfest. It's the first international show we ever did. And it was wild and it was cool and, you know, really interesting. And I love San Francisco. Pros and cons to that city, like some really full-on wealth disparity and a lot of tech bros and stuff. But a
hills.
But a beautiful city, right? From that time I've been there. I've been there two, maybe three more times. I can't even tell you the number. And it always falls at the point of the tour where I'm the most, like, wrecked. It's always at the point of the tour where I'm like, I have to stay in. I have to just, like, chill out. Get some pizza, do the show, get an early night. And it's like, I love San Francisco. I think San Francisco is a beautiful city.
Yeah.
And I never see San Francisco just because of the timing of it.
Yeah.
So there's a part of me that wants to really make sure I get out and see things and do things. And I think the vlog will, in all seriousness, encourage me to
I'll
do
message
that.
You occasionally and be like, you've got to do a vlog today or something.
Yeah.
Just to remind you.
I'll just see how long it goes for. But also it's funny. It's like today I slept in my own filth, feeling a little depressed.
Today I vomited as soon as I woke up from stress.
Hit the gym. did a few minutes in the hotel gym. But I
I think that'll help. But also it's like, I don't want to like get my hopes up and then that's not the city I'm in the right headspace for. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to spend some time in London. I've got a bit of time off between shows in London, and that's going to be really nice, just hanging out in London, a few days to just hang out in London. I love Austin.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
I'm really keen to get some barbecue in Austin. Mm. And I love LA. I really love LA.
Yeah, you're an LA boy.
Which is funny because you look at me and you're like, that's a New York boy.
You're actually an LA boy.
No, I love LA. They're just much more, I talk about it a lot. They're much more like Australia. Texas and LA, Texas and California, I think in different ways, are the most like Australia out of America.
Yeah, amazing.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I'm excited for you, dude.
It's going to be fun. Mm. We'll talk about it a bit, but we're going to do some mini episodes after this. We're going to take a break from,
we've been banking them.
Yeah. And we're going to take a break from whatever the fuck this show is, Bloodline. And we're going to do some miniature episodes.
That is worth mentioning, yeah.
For a little bit. While Zach's on tour, we're going to call them, I haven't discussed this with you, the My Dick.
Mission Zach mini episode sponsored by My Dick. Do you want me to call them that?
No, that will ironically get in the way of ads.
Damn it.
But the Zach's on tour apps.
Yeah.
Mini the Zach's apps. On tour. But they're not too mini.
But it fell at the perfect time because you're going on tour right when I'm going to start. I'm doing a contract.
You're doing your job.
Yeah, I've got a job that's contracted for the same amount of time in which you are away. So it's worked out really well because that job is going to fuck me really hard.
Lots of hours, yeah. Is it time?
I think so. Let's go to an ad, but when we come back from the ad, we're going to talk about our favorite thing about My Dick.
Great.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that ad. My favorite thing about My Dick is how much they support up-and-coming artists.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Over at My Dick.
My favorite thing about My Dick is its long and storied history.
Very good, Zach.
Yeah, because it sounds like it's long.
It sounds like it's long. It's the shape of your dick.
Yeah. My dick.
Yeah,
not your dick, yeah. My dick.
That does sound like my dick.
Not your dick, my dick.
That's their slogan.
Not your dick, my dick. let's do Bloodline blurb.
All right, you're on blurb today, baby.
All right.
Oh, wait. No, everyone's listened by now. I was about to say, do we need to explain what it is that we're doing, how we haven't watched? No. If you haven't listened to our other Bloodline episodes, go listen to
them. We can explain it. We have not watched.
Yeah, we haven't watched. So we watch everything John Leguizamo's been in. John Leguizamo didn't pop into Bloodline until the third episode of season two. So we didn't watch any of season one or the first few episodes of season two. So essentially the last few episodes that we have watched is us trying to figure out exactly what the fuck is going on. And my God, I feel like this episode gave us a lot.
Okay. Here we go. This week, we watched episode something of season two of Bloodline. Wow, so much happened. Coach was meaner than expected, and his wife started realizing that he had said something to do with Mendo's death. And also, John was mad about being bashed up, and Velma was being questioned, and so was the alcoholic brother, and to be honest, we watched this about a week ago, and I can't remember what happens on this episode.
Sorry. Full transparency. We meant to record this episode a week ago.
And then I can't remember what happened.
Something happened. Something went down
and we couldn't. Kids.
We're busy boys.
We're busy lads.
And so we're like, it's okay, we'll record. And so when we sat down, I said to Zach, I'm like, oh, do you want to read me the blurb real quick? Because I actually don't remember what happened. He's like, no, well, let's roll with that. Then that's his blurb. So it's good to know we're both on the same page. However, the big thing to come out of this episode is that I am 99.99% sure that Kyle Chandler, or Coach, killed his brother.
Killed his brother.
Now, this isn't a big reveal for those who are watching Bloodline. I'm fairly sure that was the end of season one.
That was like the twist.
Yeah.
But not like the twist.
But isn't it remarkable that no one has said that up until episode, what is it, 7?
We realized with his wife.
Yes. That is so true.
His wife was like, holy shit, Kyle Chandler's a murderer. And I was like, holy shit, I think he is.
But no, it wasn't. I didn't care enough because I'm so, this, the whole process of watching this show without watching season one has been painful for me. However, that being said, now that I know kind of what's going on, I'm more excited. But it's just difficult when they just keep bringing in new people.
I just felt comfortable that we'd get there.
Yeah.
That was the comfort I hit last episode was, you know what? We're going to get there.
Yeah.
I'm going to know enough in the next couple of eps. I just remembered the days of watching...
Mm-hmm.
I started watching Arrested Development halfway through season one.
Mm.
You know, I saw, and that show is dense.
Yeah.
For a comedy.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you, I've only watched a big chunk of season one. Like, my partner's been trying to get me into it, and I do really like Mish. It.
Well, first three seasons are fantastic.
Yeah, no, I really do. I really do need to watch that.
Probably. You don't have to do it.
No, I want to.
Your own boss.
I think that now I can be more on board with this show because last episode, while you were having your, we're going to get there, I was having the opposite reaction, which is we're never going to find out and I'm just going to be flailing about for fuck knows how long.
There was a point in that episode, it was what I said, when he bashed up John and I knew that I was meant to be shocked by that, I was like, okay, I get it. I feel it. Emotionally, well, I know what I'm meant to feel now.
Absolutely, because now we know the person bashing John has killed a man. No.
You said 99. I'm at about 85.
You don't think he did it?
I'm pretty sure he did it.
He's told his wife he did.
No. She said, don't tell me. She said, don't say it.
So you don't think it was revealed that he was the killer at the end of season one? Because I think that's what happened.
No, okay, 95% sure. I'm so close to sure. But it hasn't been said.
No, don't do that. Please don't do that.
What I'm not 100% sure about. What I'm not 100% sure about. Is like the circumstances of the death.
Yes, okay.
Did he kill him? All right, here's my question. If they find out he did it, the police.
Yep.
Is he getting charged for manslaughter? Is it some sort of self-defense thing? Is it third degree, second degree, first degree? Does third degree exist?
Third degree murder.
Yeah, or is it just
what would that first? Be?
So first,
killing him and not knowing that you did it.
First is planning and premeditated.
Yep.
Second is it heat of the moment?
Isn't it defense?
Maybe that's third.
Let's read it. It's just morbid.
And it also changes depending on the county.
Yeah. Define sec. Is this really morbid to be talking about?
I mean, we're talking about a morbid show. I think that it's about premeditation. I think it's like,
this is where a person kills another without premeditation and may have intended to cause harm, but not necessarily the death of a victim.
What's third degree?
So the difference between first degree and second degree, you fully intend to kill the other person.
Yeah.
The second is the person kills another person without premeditation, but they did not necessarily mean for the victim to die. So what is third?
If it exists. Maybe it just keeps
No, going. No, no, third exists.
And then manslaughter is that you didn't mean to kill
the least serious category of murder.
Oh, that's nice.
It's known as third-degree murder and only exists in three of the states of America, Florida, Pennsylvania, and Minnesota. It is where the killing was not premeditated, but there was some intent to cause harm but not to kill the victim.
And then what's manslaughter? What's,
manslaughter is where it's a complete accident.
But
manslaughter is like running someone over with your car.
Is it?
Yes.
I thought manslaughter was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the definition of manslaughter is the crime of killing a human being without malice or in circumstances not amounting to murder.
So like.
So you accidentally killed somebody.
But you still were doing some sort of negligence or some sort of.
Without malice.
But if I mean, if I.
So in Australia, manslaughter is the unlawful killing of another human.
Unlawful.
Yeah.
So like,
although it's an offence of homicide, it is a less serious offence than murder because the Crown does not, because the Crown does not.
Yeah, the Crown.
That the accused acted the with Crown, intention. It's yeah. Does not allege that the accused acted with the intention of killing the person who died.
But that's what I got. So here's my understanding: first degree murder. You've got
murder chat.
I'm gonna murder chat. First degree murder.
Yes.
I want to kill someone.
I'm going to kill them.
And next week I'm going to invite them around and kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Second degree murder. Hmm. You son of a bitch. Smack.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, they're dead. But like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you son of a bitch. Bang, bang, bang.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're dead. That's second degree.
Yes, yes.
There wasn't a premeditation.
Yeah.
It happened, but it was murder.
Yes.
I murdered them.
Yes.
Third degree.
Mm-hmm.
You son of a bitch, kick. Oh, yeah. They fell out a window.
Yeah.
But I was really intending to hurt them.
But I'm sad they're dead.
And I really was.
Damn,
I really wasn't
dead.
Intending to kill them. And the reason it only exists in three states is that's very similar to manslaughter.
Yeah.
Which is. Rough and tumble, little wrestle. Oh, I pushed you off the balcony.
Yes.
But I shouldn't have been rough and tumbling you.
Yes, yes.
That was illegal.
Yes.
Punchy, punchy, but, oh, you, king hit.
Mm.
King hit is dark. It's too dark for this podcast.
I would say that that's where we stepped over the line and murder chat just became not like, fun anymore. Yeah.
Isn't it funny that, like, if I were to start a podcast about a person, about like, hey, today we're going to be talking about someone that killed one woman, but it's a bit fun, you'd be like, that's a disgusting podcast.
Mm.
But if I go, oh, no, sorry, I think you misunderstand. They killed five or six women. You go, oh, fun. Interesting.
Well, I've listened to a lot of these podcasts, but a bunch of podcasts have been getting that on TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok.
Like crime, true crime based podcasts with people, they feel like they're glorifying criminals. It's like, no.
But it's this difference between like, we see the horror more clearly when it's one person.
Yeah.
As soon as they're a serial killer, it's like a little bit more like, oh, I wonder what
was the motive?
Why did they do it? It's like the same reason the person that killed one person did it, they didn't get caught.
Yeah.
Like, they're fucked in the head.
Yeah, they're fucked in the head.
They're not that interesting. Like, serial killers are just not that interesting. I couldn't really remember this episode, but as we've talked about it, I did. It wasn't that I didn't remember the episode. It was more that they've just mushed with the other ones.
Well, see, my big questions to come out of this episode.
Oh, Mish, great. Tell me.
I don't know who knows that he did it.
But the siblings.
Is it just this? Does the mum know?
I don't think so.
So do we think it is just the alcoholic brother and Velma?
So here's my other thing, right? Where I go, I'm 95% sure, is like I don't know if it was manslaughter or murder.
Mm-hmm.
Like I still see it as like a rough and tumble. Bang. Oh, my God, I killed him. Was it that or was it like?
I don't think it was that.
Do you think it was like I need to protect my wife?
I think something
wife?
Happened because he's.
You think it was
because if
first
it was
degree?
Manslaughter, he's a good man. Like, you know what I mean? And I feel like if it was manslaughter,
they're in Florida, so it could be third degree.
Yes, it's true.
Bear in mind that they're in Florida, so it could be third degree.
Murder murder chat.
The murder chat.
You don't reckon. You think it was first degree or second degree?
Second.
I'm like,
I'm vibing with second because I'm also not getting a hell of a lot of remorse from him.
I thought the scene with the wife, where the wife was like, don't say anything, because if I knew what you did, I don't think I could live with that. I thought he was all like,
yeah,
like,
but I think that's because he was in, he was like,
I think he feels all crook about it. But I think he feels crook about it. That's something,
if you're a listener who's watched this, can you let us know who's closer? Because I don't think he feels that bad.
I think he feels crook about it, but he also feels like he had to do it. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. I also think, I look, I don't know. So I'm like now 99% sure that he killed him.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't know where it falls on the first, second, third.
Yeah, and what did Velma and the alcoholic brother have to do with it? Why do they know and nobody else?
But this is also the question of, did they do it? Was it just him? Were they in the room?
Well, yeah.
You know, there was this.
Or did
one,
they find out later? Is that a part of season one?
They get questioned in this episode. So I've just remembered now. This was this episode, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who's currently sheriff, who early edition is running against,
mm-hmm.
is trying to make them keep investigating the crime in order to kind of get him.
Mm-hmm.
And they re-question the siblings.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big point of drama this episode. And we discovered that the cop doing the investigation used to be in a relationship with Velma, and it played like a twist for me. Like,
yeah, big
during the interview, and that he was like, and she was like, "Well, you know, I didn't want to talk to you because I'd just broken up with you," and I was like, "Oh, and, snap!"
And the sexual tension too.
Yeah, but what a funny moment for us! Like this big twist, and a, like, but no, that wasn't how it was written.
Yeah, but for us, it was like, "Wow, that was well written twist."
Oh my god, can you believe it?
Yeah.
But I think there was stuff about like she was loading up the car. He said was someone else in the house. I think, mate. Oh, and there's talk of the boat.
Yeah, something happened on the water.
I think maybe they dumped the body or they burnt the boat.
They drowned him.
I don't think so.
That's where my head went.
I think Kyle Chandler killed him.
Yeah.
Shot him or something like that. And then the alcoholic brother helped dispose of the body or...
Okay, Carlito's way.
I'm thinking more Dexter.
Okay, yeah, okay.
And I think the I don't know though. I don't know. So there's still question marks for me.
Yeah, I'm very, very confused by Velma's character because like I mentioned a few episodes ago, I'm allowing my brain to take in a number of characters and for some reason my brain is just not taking on Velma. And so I'm very confused by her involvement now. Like I have no idea what her relationship is like with her brother. I have no idea what involvement she had in the murder of her other brother.
Yeah.
I'm just very confused by her. So I'm going to focus slightly more on her when we return to Bloodline. Johnny Legg's some great post-bashing acting.
I can't remember a single moment of it.
Oh, he was just in the hotel room with Nancy.
Oh, that was the one scene?
Yeah, the one scene.
Nancy. She loves a wig.
Yeah, she loves a wig. And he just did some really, really good. And then she was like, I'm going to talk to them. And he was like, don't you dare.
Yeah.
But then they had a cuddle and a little kissy.
Yeah, I love John Leguizamo. He's probably one of my favourite actors.
I reckon he's probably right up there with like, maybe he's my favourite character actor.
You seen Chef?
I have seen Chef.
He's really good in Chef.
Yeah.
Seen
Do you reckon, this is just, I have recently.
Yeah, I watched it quite recently.
I read it recently. Really you should talk to Alexi about it. Alexi Toliopoulos, he's a big fan of the big.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I actually had him on a podcast to talk about it. That's why I watched it.
I had him on a
podcast. Yeah, the same one.
Oh, fuck, I lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry, that was my bad. I did a riff.
No, that's okay. Fuck, it was a really good, like, thing as well, and now I've forgotten what it was. Oh, this is just a little pot of the Mission Zach Leguizamo-rama insight. Do you think that Chef is going to be our last episode?
No, because I think...
you know, are we ever going to finish or are we always going to just add extra ones?
I'd like to do something different with you.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, I'm so done with this. Chef is the last one. Mm. Or Moulin Rouge.
Oh, that's going to be a really good one.
It'll be beautiful. We'll cry. We'll bring in everyone. Do you know that we say we'll do that and then it'll just be like, we have to do the last episode tomorrow.
I watched it in 1.5.
Zach, are you available next week to do the last episode? Yeah, I think so. Maybe Monday. I can't do Monday. Oh, what about Tuesday? Yeah, all right.
Promised anyone Moulin Rouge?
I don't think so. I think people have dibsed. Oh.
We've had a lot of dibsies, though.
Let us know if we've promised Moulin Rouge to anyone.
Mm. Or who you'd like to see us do Moulin Rouge with. We've had a request as well online that we get Sean McAuliffe in on this podcast.
I can't. I said this on this podcast? He's one of the people I can't talk to.
Yeah.
I'm such a little baby around him. I'm like, he's like a childhood hero.
I understand.
So it would not be a good podcast.
Yeah.
It would be Sean McAuliffe being like, hi, I'm Sean McAuliffe. And I'd be like,
yeah.
And then Mish would be carrying the load and it would be weird energy.
Mm-hmm. Although I'd be very good at it.
Yeah. I mean, I've acted with Sean.
Yeah, exactly. We've been in scenes with him.
Yeah, I could. I'd be fine.
He'd be the one, though, that when he left, you'd be like, oh, did I say that? Or you'd be sitting thinking about it, you know?
He's a real...
Whereas if we get like a... Like Jess Perkins in here.
Yeah, I know Jess from way back.
Yeah.
No, I would love Sean McAuliffe. He's a busy man. Or he's not actually, he's retired.
Mm.
So he's not that busy.
We also had a request for Rove McManus.
Oh, Rove I'd get to.
Rove would do it.
Rove's cool.
Yeah, we could ask Rove.
Yeah, I reckon Rove would be.
Yeah, all right, we'll ask Rove.
Yeah, we'll ask Rove.
He can do a good. What should we ask him for Moulin Rouge?
Surely he was in Moulin it. Rouge.
No, he was in Finding Nemo.
Yeah.
All right, do you have any final thoughts on Bloodline Season 2 episode?
Are we too early for final thoughts?
No, it's been 40 minutes.
No, we're at 35, mate.
Yeah, it takes 5 minutes to wrap this bitch up.
Does it? Okay. I think you've wrapped too early, and I think we're going to get little comments saying too early, particularly because you're about to go into mini episodes. They would rather us just waffle on.
All right, we can keep it waffling.
No. Let's do some final thoughts. This one's tough because I don't remember much of what happened.
Yeah. My final thought I've already said is that I want to pay a little bit more attention to Velma. And I think I have a feeling Kyle Chandler acted alone and that it was slightly at the very just venomous enough that they got a season two from it. That there's something there's something about how he did it that was not good. I don't sense a fuck ton of remorse from Kyle Chandler.
I think it was like, I have this feeling, right, this memory of like, oh, you got to watch Bloodline. It really goes in directions you weren't expecting. That's how people talked about season one.
Yeah, but...
We now will know if we ever watch season one.
I don't think I will, though.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Which is so sad.
Great.
Do you know what I'm going to watch soon, though?
What?
My next day off is in like a week.
Nice.
5 days or something. Got a full day off. I'm going to watch Sherlock. I've decided I want to watch Sherlock.
Do you know mine is...
Is that good? It's good, isn't it?
I've never seen it.
That's the Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, yeah, I've never seen it.
Mm. Well, apparently it's good. I'm feeling it. I've never seen it.
I'm really keen to rewatch Iron Man.
Sam, I've never seen it.
Because we talked about it. That's probably why I'm up for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just I think it'd be fun to rewatch.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
My final thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
I think that Velma and the alcoholic brother, I don't think they did it, but I think they're culpable. I think they would... have some jail time for whatever they did, whether it be hiding the bodies or lying. They knew about it, and I think they knew about it.
Yeah.
I think the mother would be in scenes talking about it if she knew. I don't think she knows. I don't think the mother had anything to do with it.
Okay.
Except for the fact that she raised a fucked up bunch of kids that kill each other.
Well, some would argue that that's a bit responsible.
Always on the mother. Sorry about that. All the mums listening. It's not your fault if your kid becomes a psycho. The other final thought is I think that Velma's... I've now remembered Velma's arc. And she had a great thing where she was being quizzed by this guy, this cop guy. He was really pushing and she kind of got a little rattled. And then she went back, she went to his house and she was like, you don't know my family, they're so fucked up. Mm-hmm. And she really like manipulated him. She really like manipulated him and made him feel bad for her. And I was like, oh, she's a really interesting character.
Yeah, I wish I'd paid more attention to her.
She's got a real, like, she has a real vibe of acting like she's above it and, like, I just want to get out of here. But she's, like, she's a slimy character.
You reckon?
But in a complex way, in a way that's, like, really nice to see her get a role like that. Like, she's complex in a different way to Kyle Chandler, an alcoholic brother. She's got, like, a, you know, like, she leaked stuff in the campaign. She's more manipulative and she's not as above it as she likes to think she is. And I like her. And I really like Linda Cardellini.
Yeah, same.
Cardellini?
Yeah.
I really like her.
Yeah, same.
She's got a really cool vibe.
Yeah, no,
I love
that.
Cool 90s chicks. This show's got two cool 90s chicks in also having, what's her name, from the nurse character?
Chloe Sevigny. Chloe Sevigny. 90s chick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. My Leguistamo rating is 3.
Mine is 3-2.
Bye.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's not as simple as that. We now say thank you so much for listening.
Oh, okay.
We are sponsored by My Dick.
My Dick.
A big shout out to My Dick for all their love and support of this podcast.
Should I do the ad read for My Dick?
Yeah, please.
I actually have been using My Dick.
No, wait, that can be the outro.
Yeah, yeah.
So thank you so much for listening, everybody. We're going to do some mini episodes for the next couple of weeks, as mentioned earlier in this podcast. But we can't wait to get back and watch Bloodline. Thank you so much for listening each week, and we will chat with you next week. Bye.
Hi, this is Zach from Mission Zach, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about My Dick. I've been using My Dick for 32 years now, but have only just been started sponsored by them recently. I love My Dick for all the different ways that you can use it. And fortunately, if you want... If you want to have a go at My...
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Dig. You just need to go to www.mydick.com.au/missionzack and use the code MYDICK.
Din, din, din. It's not your dick. It's my dick.
T's and C's apply.